Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, and way to start your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so thankful that you are waking up with us here, Sean and Tom. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
Are you here, Sean, or what? Oh my God!
I'm like, yeah. Now yeah. I'm feeling zesty today.
You're feeling zesty.
I have no idea what that even means.
Okay. Well, anyways, we've got a really great show for you today, and we're going to be talking with. Obviously, Halloween is around the corner, and we've got some Halloween, the best of Halloween, and so we're going to talk about that. Also, we are going to be talking with Kathy Margolin, and her book is Stop Your Bitching, A Step-by-Step Guide to Balance and Hormones, and she's going to help us end PMS, menstrual cramps, naturally. Do you ever get those,
No,
Sean?
I don't suffer from those,
good.
But
okay.
I suffer from them in a more obtuse way,
indirect way. From all the women in your life?
Yeah, right.
There you go. Let me tell you, I need to figure out the hormone thing. I think that's a big thing that us women are going through. Anyways, and then our next one, we're going to talk with Joni Fagan and Three Blonde Moms are back again over at the Civic Arts Plaza, and we actually are going to do a whole ladies' night out, so I want to welcome all my ladies to join us there. Also, we're going to talk to Myron Friedman from the Ventura Agriculture Museum. And I do want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Taste of Ojai. That is going to be really fun from 2 to 5 out at the Ojai Valley Inn and Spa. They've got a whole Taste of Ojai going on. Also, again, we have the Museum of Ventura. They have their youth education for agriculture, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with Myron. So we've got tickets to give away. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And again, if you are just tuning in and just waking up, you are here listening to the brighter side of the 805, right? Are you up? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, let's bring our first guest on, Kathy Margolin, and her book, again, is Stop Your Bitching. So what a great name. I mean, that really, because it's something that I think we can't control. It's like our hormones. She's been on my show before. She is the founder of Pacific Herbs, and she's a doctor of Oriental medicine, and she's also a columnist at the Huffington Post, and her book is available on Amazon. And let's welcome Kathy. Are you there?
I am, Kim. Good morning.
How you doing?
Great. I kind of like that zesty word.
You like that zesty, huh? Of course, he doesn't have the hormones that we have, right? But okay. Hey, why are you so zesty this morning?
I don't know. I got a lot of things on my mind, and I've just been I've been inspired.
He's turning red. I wish I could take a picture of him right now. I love it. Okay, you're waking up inspired?
Yes, I am.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. And Kathy, for anybody that doesn't know Sean Stern, he is an author. He's got another book coming out right now, and it's
Doppelgangers is the book that's available right now in Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever your fine booksellers may be.
Yeah, he's selling out, so get your copy, definitely. So anyways, and I love that he joins us here and, you know, adds a little more value to our day. So Kathy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like I said, I'm a licensed acupuncturist, herbalist, and doctor of Oriental medicine. So I come to health with an Eastern medicine viewpoint. And so I wrote the book from that point of view of talking about how do we balance hormones naturally, looking at, again, from Eastern way. Because, you know, I think it's been talked about over and over and over again from the Western standpoint. And a lot of that is drugs, not really so naturally. So I make it really easy for girls and women of all ages to kind of learn more about their bodies, understand the symptoms their bodies are giving, and then how that's affecting us. And yeah, is it making us kind of busy? Is it making us hormonally, right, unpredictable?
You know, I have a question, and I'm sure this question is going to be anonymous for a lot of my listeners out there, but do you start to lose your memory a little bit?
Absolutely. Absolutely, and certainly during the menopause years, you know, estrogen is actually a neurotransmitter, one of many. So as we lose estrogen, as we age and so on, yes, we can lose memory, absolutely.
Wow. So what are some of the things that, let's just kind of start right there. What are some of the things that we can do to help that?
Well, memory-wise, well, I'm always talking more about just keeping the body in balance. And that's what traditional Chinese medicine is about, from acupuncture to our, you know, foods that we eat that are, you know, a healthy diet, lifestyle, certainly exercise. So we've got to, you know, have a really nice balance between, you know, our sleep, our food, our exercise, and our general life. And when we keep that balance, then everything in the body kind of stays hormonally in balance. When we lose that balance, both as we age and by the environmental factors, you know, the types of foods we're eating, absolutely, that maybe not getting enough exercise, not getting enough sleep, and then things like adding chemicals into our world, whether it comes in the form of food from pesticides or, you know, toxins that are in our food, or from plastics, like drinking out of plastic water bottles. So we're getting a lot of...
Uh-oh, as I'm doing that right now.
As she's sipping
from
the plastic water bottle.
I know. I never bring a plastic,
oh,
you
no.
know that? So, okay, let's start there. What, so...
Glass.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was only like you heat it up in the microwave. That's bad, but no...
Well, that's definitely bad. Yeah, that's really true. Don't heat your food in plastic in the microwave. I mean, personally, I don't like microwaves at all, but if you absolutely have to use them, you know, use glass or use ceramic or something else. Not plastic. If you're drinking out of a plastic water bottle, that's the disposable kind, not a heavy duty, you know, neoprene, whatever. There's some chemical ones that are, but I just prefer glass or stainless steel. So
okay, but what about the water bottles? I mean, what is that? What's that doing?
So the water bottles are made with a chemical called BPA, and that's bisphenol A. So bisphenol A is a known chemical carcinogen, causes cancer. The problem with those plastic water bottles is they break down when they're slightly heated, or they break down over time. So those plastic water bottles are transported in hot trucks, stored out in places where they're just not cold, and the plastic begins to break down. Now we've got the BPAs leaking into our water that we're drinking. And BPA acts on the body like estrogen. So it attaches to our estrogen receptors in our body. So we call it a xenoestrogen, a fake estrogen. And that's giving us something called estrogen dominance. In other words, a predominant amount of estrogen throughout the month rather than a balance. Always going back to the balance. We want balance of estrogen, balance of progesterone. 2 weeks out of the month, progesterone is higher. 2 weeks out of the month, estrogen is higher. That's the normal cycle of a woman's body.
That's interesting.
Kathy, are there any foods that you can eat to kind of balance the chemicals that you're talking about?
Well, yeah, if they're toxic chemicals, like I said, like BPA, a toxic chemical that you're getting through water, if you're drinking other, you know, disposable water bottles, yes, there are some foods that can help your body clean out those chemicals, and I talk about it in the book, but one of them would be, or some of them would be, the cruciferous vegetables. So Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli. I know that sometimes they're not the most popular vegetables.
No, I like those. You know,
yeah,
I mean, if you prepare them correctly, right? A little bit of lemon,
right.
Kosher salt over them, you know, right?
Absolutely. They can be delicious.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts I absolutely love, and this is Brussels sprout season almost. We're almost there. Those are fantastic for cleaning out some of extra estrogen that we might be storing. We could, and fake estrogen that we could be storing, these xenoestrogens. But there's a supplement called DIM, diindolmethane, which you can buy in a pill form, you know, capsule. And DIM is made from the cruciferous vegetable chemical, indinol 3. So that's a great way to help clean out your body of extra estrogen.
So, Kathy, and I want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. So all these people walk around with water bottles, okay? What, I mean, should we be pouring them into a cup or not even drinking out of that? Should we just drink tap water?
Well, I think we should drink filtered water. So depending on where you're getting it, if you're getting it, you know, in big 5-gallon containers, that kind of plastic is much heavier duty. If it's not made with BPAs, even better. If not, have a filtered water system at your house or buy one of those, you know, tabletop, kitchen top kind of filtered waters. Yes, and then pour it into either a glass or stainless steel container and take that with you throughout the day.
Wow.
Now, Kathy, I read a couple years ago that by eating soybeans or edamame type thing, like the Japanese soybeans, a couple weeks before a woman's menstrual cycle, that can reduce menstrual cramps. Have you ever heard anything about that?
Well, you know, there are phytoestrogens in soy. So phytoestrogens are a plant-based kind of soy. So not exactly the same as our human estrogen, much weaker, but can be very beneficial. But unfortunately, I think what's happened in the soy industry in America is that we've gotten a lot of press to say, oh, this is a great health food. And soy is really not a great health food today. Hmm. Soy, unless it's organic, and I think that's hard to find today, in the United States anyway, unless it's organic, I absolutely am not a proponent of eating it at all.
Oh, wow.
Not at
So you say really don't even eat soybeans at all?
Unless they're organic.
Oh, unless they're organic. So like you go to a sushi restaurant, those are probably
not organic,
right?
Oh, I think we lost Kathy.
Yes. Oh, I'm having some back on the phone. I'm not sure if it's getting into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to try calling us back?
I think I should do that. Very
all right, great.
Okay, let me call you right back.
All right.
Wonderful world of radio. So soybeans are no good
this
season.
That is a wonderful world of phones, by the way, not radio.
Yes, this is.
Let me clarify.
What you're talking about here.
If you're going to place blame, please.
Yeah. You know
telecommunications
company. Let's do something here. Let's give a set of tickets away right now. And we've got the Museum of Ventura County Agriculture Museum. And it's the Youth Education for Agriculture. And main course cafeteria California catering main course is from California is catering it, and it's gonna be like all of the farm tools and kind of a museum, and then a big you can actually go buy all the agriculture there and stuff. But I'm gonna give away a set of tickets right now at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And I will take caller number 7 for that. And that is Sunday, tomorrow, and that's from 4 to 7 p.m. The tickets go on sale for $50 each. And you can enjoy farm fresh food. And it goes for a really great benefit. It's all for the youth education. And that is located in Santa Paula.
Is this just a temporary exhibit or permanent?
No.
Agricultural museum is like a fixed.
Yeah, you got to check it out. It's really cool. In fact, we're going to have a guest that's going to be telling all about it today. But I would love to give out a set of tickets. So we'll take caller number 7. Again, 805-419-0008. Do we have her back on? Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. Okay, perfect. All right, let's try it again. For anybody that's just joining us right now, one, I'm so glad that you have tuned in to the brighter side of the 805 here on the Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking to Kathy Margolin, and her book is Stop Your Bitching, a step-by-step guide to balance your hormones and PMS, menstrual cramps, and naturally. You know, it's interesting. I mean, how do we know when we're off balance?
Well, that's a great question. And I think so many women don't know. Because
I know.
It kind of creeps into our life very slowly, and we don't realize it until we're really over the edge. And certainly agitated often, easily angered. I think women kind of know, certainly if they're cycling and they're having their periods, you know, if they're having difficult periods with lots of cramps, lots of backaches, headaches, moodiness, irritability, those kind of symptoms we're fairly familiar with. But how do we know, right, going through an entire month when we're not on our period, what do we look for?
Yeah, what Yeah, when we're already done having that, you know, menstrual cycle, and now we're, you know, I mean, there's so many things that, you know, I can't sleep, I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm, you know, I mean, that's what you do, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So certainly by the time we get to menopause, and if you're having those menopausal symptoms where you're having night sweats or hot flashes, that certainly is a symptom that your hormones are out of balance. But there's a long list. I mean, even thyroid dysfunction. So, you know, our if we're fatigued, we just don't have enough energy to get through the day. If you have headaches, foggy thinking, we kind of were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, okay. I got it all.
So
fat, what do we do, Kathy?
Well, you know, there's a lot to do, honestly, from changing the types of foods we're eating, again, talking about the water, being really conscious of the water we're drinking because it's so important, really making sure we get enough exercise and sleep, very important. But it's hard to know, right, because there's so many things to do. And that's actually why I wrote the book, because I was telling patients day after day after day, here's what you can do to really change your life. And sometimes it's giving them so much information, they don't know where to begin. So, you know, that was the first reason I wrote the book. But there's a guidebook. There's an additional guidebook to the book.
Oh, great.
30 days of tips.
A workbook.
Naturally. And I wrote the guidebook because exactly that. Where do I start? You know, it's like you want to start now with something small and then do something every single day. And I'm very much about an action-oriented plan. So I wanted, and especially for young girls who, or anybody, you know, you don't have time, right, to think of these things. Like, so the 30 days of tips is 1 day of 30 tips, 1 day for each day of the month.
Okay.
And read maybe 2 pages, and it tells you for that day what you're going to do. So, for instance, 1 day is saying, no soy, no more soy, less of than product, no soy at all.
That's scary. I'm like drinking the wrong water. Okay. I just had a garlic edamames, which I love them. Okay. I mean, no wonder I don't feel great.
Yeah. If you're having symptoms, then clearly your body is saying, I'm not in balance.
Wow.
And that's the key.
Kathy, I want to come see you, and where do we find you?
I'm in West L.A., in Los Angeles, and but you can find me online, of course, at stopyourbitching.com, believe it or not.
Okay.
And my company website is pacificherbs.com, so stopherbs.com.
Okay, great. And where do we find your book?
The book is available, like you said, on Amazon and on my website and at different retailers around the country. We're just getting it out now, so the best place to do is look on the website, look at pacherbs.com, go there, and they can find various stores.
You know what? I would love to have you in the studio with me so that we could really have a show that can really help a lot of women and even maybe do something live with all my guests. I'm a hair therapist. People talk to me all the time about all their things, and I'm the living proof of having all these symptoms. So definitely, I would love to have you. Again, Kathy Margolin, Stop Your Bitching, a step-by-step guide to balance your hormones and PMS and menstrual cramps naturally. She's the founder of Pacific Herbs Online. And I love it. Say no more. We'll have you back.
Thank you, Kim. Yes, I'd love to be in the studio with you and take questions. And
yeah, we'll do that for sure. All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much,
Thank
Kathy.
You.
Thanks,
All
Kathy.
Right. We are going to take a really quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Joni Fagan, and she is one of the blonde moms, and, you know, they're back here at the Civic Arts Plaza. It's going to be November 14th. I'm going to do a ladies' night out.
Joni's one of the producers, or
she's actually one of the founders of it, where we're going to talk to her and find out a little bit more, but, you know, moms, blonde mom. I'm like right in that.
Maybe
the show's all about me or something. I don't know. But anyways, it's got my name written all over it. And so stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. What I would like to do is give out a $20 gift certificate to the best Halloween store in in Thousand Oaks. And I will take caller number 5 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. $20 gift certificate so you can get your best Halloween costume, and we'll find out more. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all your phone calls. And definitely write that number down, 805-419-0008. If you have anything great news that you want to spread around in the 805, give me a call there. I'd love you to be a part of our show. And we'll talk about the brighter side of the 805. And, you know, if you're just tuning in for the first time on the Kim Pagano Show, I have guests, you know, from all over the 805, but all over the world. Anybody that's talking about the brighter side of life. That's what it's all about.
And that last guest really kind of just threw a little curveball in there for me. Just soybeans. You're really sold a bag of goods because I've heard that, you know, you want to seek out organic soybeans.
Yeah,
naturally,
everything.
That you don't
I guess
want the GMO,
you know, they
soybeans,
call it.
But I didn't even realize that there is just such a, like, I guess, what she call it, phytoestrogens, and they're not as beneficial
as
we've been told.
That's scary. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, I'm really excited. Again, if you want to get in touch with me, you can always email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our next guest is Joni. Is it Fagan? Joni.
Fagan. Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I am doing great. I'm just enjoying my soybean salad.
Oh, God. Of course you would. I love it. I love it. Joni is one of the three blonde moms, and it's like three blonde moms, see how they run, okay? And that is going to be out here November 14th, and I am putting together a whole mom's night out, a ladies' night, and you guys are hilarious. Seen you before, promoed you before. I love it. I think it's so fun. Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and who you guys are.
Oh, sure. Oh, this is great. Thank you for doing that, by the way. This is going to – people show up in gaggles.
I know. I love it.
Gaggles.
It's so fun. After the show, we have, like, meet and greets, and instead of, like, shaking hands, we hug. You know, we didn't call them fans anymore. We call them friends.
I love it.
Friends. We've worked in, like, 47 states, so it's really been something special. Well, I birthed three blonde moms about a little over 10 years ago, actually.
Wow.
And, yeah, I'm proud to say that I finished a decade with the show, and now we're going into the next decade. And it's just been so much fun. We fill in all the gaps of just everything that everybody's going through, from having their child to, you know, their teen years, and then even grandparents show up and enjoy the show, you know?
I love it. I have four children, but I have one child left at home, and I'm like, you know, entering that empty nesting, and I'm like, oh, this is not, you know, things have changed a lot in my house.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. You have four kids. Oh, my sister has four kids. So you have teenagers then?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. My sister has teen boys, and they grunt after a while. They don't speak anymore.
Exactly. Now, do you have children?
I do. I have one beautiful daughter, and then all the moms in the show have – she's 12, by the way, so I'm right at that age.
Okay. She doesn't
– So you sort of had her at the beginning of your process with
this. Oh, yeah. That's actually – you're right.
You were kind of like a mom. If you've been doing it for 10 years and she's 12, you kind of – 2 years into it, you start doing this?
Exactly. She was my muse. I stayed home for 2 years with her, and I just found that I was going through all these experiences. And I've always done stand-up comedy, and I've always been an actress. And when I started talking about it on stage, people were really listening. I mean, I'd been doing stand-up for a while, and they were laughing, ha-ha. But now it was like they're leaning in and like, oh, my gosh, she's going through what we're going through.
Yeah, they can totally relate. I mean, that's like my show. I'm always talking about something, and I get people like, I know what you mean, you know. But now let me ask you, it's funny. Okay, 12 years old. My daughters are 23 and 29. Okay. This is where your daughter's not going to like you anymore. Are you ready for that? But I just want to give you the good news, you know. And also where she thought you were so smart and all of a sudden you don't know anything.
Oh, I know. Exactly. So funny. She's right in between. Like, I'll see the baby pictures, and I'm like, what happened to that baby? Where'd that baby come from?
Yeah, what happened to my daughter, and who took her, you know? That's what I used to say.
Yeah. She's like, half baby, I need mommy, and then half this other child I'm just getting to know.
Oh, I love it. So what are we going to find when we and here, did this whole show start in Montreal?
No, I started doing the show at the Ice House in Pasadena, this little tiny room. And
oh, okay.
People come in, and all the moms, I make sure that it's a very distinct triangle. You know, like right now we have Beaumont Bacon in the show, who's real feisty and Western, you know, and she has two daughters. And then Donna Cherry is a former Miss California and been on Desperate Housewives and all these TV shows, and she has two boys. So I make sure that all the age ranges and everything's covered in the show. And I started the show and with this tiny little room, and then we booked it in Northern California, and we sold out like 4 weeks in advance. And it just went off from there. And a couple years into the show, I took it to Just for Laughs in Montreal, and we sold out four shows up there. And it has just been going strong ever since. And we really are moms, so we don't tour like other shows, obviously. But, like, I can pick and choose now, you know, a couple theater dates a month, and then we're 90% stay-home mom, so it's perfect.
Oh, I love it. That's a win-win right there. Anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. So glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here. And we're talking with Joni Fagan, and she is one of the blonde moms. And that is coming to Thousand Oaks right here. I've got tickets. I'm giving them away. All you have to do is go to my Facebook and like it. That is The Kim Pagano Show. Like it, share it, and you will be entered to win. So we are going to get a lot of women out there. I want to know, is it always the same three blonde moms on every act?
We have had three main casts. The first cast, one of the gals was having more babies and couldn't travel, and then the other gal moved to Canada. So I recast, and then I had that cast for about 4 years. And this cast has been touring for 4.5 years, I think it's been. And based on availability, I mean, I try and keep the same core cast, but, you know, moms, there's probably 10 moms that I can use and have used. Like Kathy Ladman's been in the show. I don't know if you know who she
Yes,
is,
I but, do. Yep.
Oh, and Victoria Jackson did a couple shows from Saturday Night Live. And we've had a few special guests pop in. Carol Leifer opened for us in Thousand Oaks a couple years ago. And this is our sixth time back to Thousand Oaks.
I know.
Excited.
That's great. I actually saw you, I think, out in Ventura when you guys were, I think it was like 5 years ago now. But, I mean, I saw you in Thousand Oaks, but I also saw you back out there. That's where I first kind of, you know, was actually first starting my radio show.
Now, is this scripted or improv, John?
Yeah, good question.
You know, it's a hybrid, really, because I make sure the first thing is you have to be a mom, and the second thing is you should have some stand-up comedy chops, because I feel like the storytelling, you know, is a little more realistic. And then we have a 4-minute open DVD that is to music, like really fun, upbeat music that shows how funny and different our lives are, like a slideshow, like our weddings and our husbands and this and that. And then we come out and do a trialogue. Isn't that a fancy word?
A trialogue.
Okay.
I'm going to have that trademarked immediately.
Yeah.
And, the three of us come out and talk for about 7 or 8 minutes, and you get to know us a little bit better. And then we tag team, and I go on for 20, and then Donna does 20 minutes, and she does singing impressions of famous moms, by the way. It's hysterical.
Oh,
and then
Beaumont
Bacon, yeah, comes out and closes the show. And then we close together, and then we have this a little one-minute black-and-white video of us with our babies, you know, where it all began, and then we get out to the front of the house and get to meet everybody.
You know, moms are so ingenious, aren't we? I'm just going to pat my own back right here. You know, it's funny because I do all these interviews with all these different moms. And sometimes when they're just starting out, you know, I mean, we all think we're the best. We all think we're the best. And then all of a sudden, you know, you realize like, oh, I guess everybody does it that way, you know. And now, you know, one of my girlfriends just had her first grandchild. And so she thinks her grandchild's the best, you know. And I'm like, just wait till mine gets here, you know. I mean, that's how moms are. It's kind of like the soccer field, right? And so I love when we all kind of, you know, tell our stories and stand together. And so are you? Who are you? And what are you? What are we going to find?
Well, I'm perky.
Okay. I like that. Okay.
I am fueled by caffeine. I say I'm one craft away from snapping.
I love it.
And then, yeah, I just sit home and drink lattes and make lanyards.
Lanyards and lattes.
I love it. That's pretty funny.
I'm kind of the mom that walks outside the house and all the other moms run back in. Hi, she's got a latte and a bedazzler.
Oh, God. Bedazzler. Too funny. Oh, too gosh. Funny. Okay.
Yeah, so that's my character, basically. You know, we all know that mom that, you know, runs, like, has 65 hats on, runs a PTA, you know, the carpool, the this, the that, and...
That would be me.
The ultimate multitasker.
Yeah, that was me. And people were like, actually, I mean, it's kind of funny because I had four kids and my house was clean. That was like, really?
Oh.
Let's go over her house and see if her house is
upside
down.
Did you just lock them out of the house once it was clean?
No, I can't work. It's like I have to clean my desk before I start. That's just who I am. So, but it's interesting. I had a couple friends that I wasn't friends and they're like, she's even nice, you know?
it's funny
how people think. Okay, so who is, what's the next mom?
So Donna Cherry, she has a lot of TV credits and film credits. We all do, but she was former Miss California. She went to Juilliard. She's does the singing impressions of famous moms. She's really quite hysterical.
And then
Beaumont Bacon, actually they just started airing her movie. Oh, Jerry Maguire. She's in Jerry Maguire, the movie. And she's real feisty and Texan, and she comes back and tells it like it is. You know, she's that realistic, oh, this is how it's really going, mom, you know?
That's Beaumont?
Yeah. Beaumont Bacon.
See,
yeah,
she's got a great name. If she gives you a hug, you're wrapped in bacon.
Oh, that was horrible. Oh,
I had
God.
To do
Sean,
it.
Don't ever be a comedian. He's a really good author. Okay.
Despite that. No.
I know, yeah. Okay, and what's your other mom?
No, that's funny.
See, I got her.
Okay, you know?
I can hang out with her. I have high cholesterol.
Oh, that was good. I like it.
I need a little snare drum.
Oh, okay.
No, she's really, oh my gosh, she's like 5 feet tall, and she's just the funniest physical comic that you have just ever seen. I can't even describe it. She makes me laugh even thinking about it. And I'm going to backtrack for a second here. This year, I was at Universal City Walk, actually, hosting my own talk show called The Joni Show, and they said, who do you want to be your sidekick? And I said, Beaumont. Hands down, Beaumont's going to be my sidekick. So I have it's a web thing, The Joni Show talk show. And she just made me laugh so hard. I could barely even do the interview.
I love it. You know what? I used to have this one girlfriend that I've known forever. And we would be in school together and she would make this face, you know. It's that face. It's those people that lift your life up, you know. And those are the people you want to be around.
Yep. Oh, no, totally.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it's so funny, this journey. And I'm amazed that you had a clean house with four kids because I have one child and I have no excuses. I'm going to actually have you come over here.
There you go. I'll help you organize, okay?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Organization. Oh, it seems like on the outside it looks all nice. And then you open a closet.
And it's a train wreck, right? That's so funny. Okay.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, listen, the kids that the parents we meet all have different kids at different ages. And I started talking about something on stage, and I can tell when people are identifying by when they start leaning in and shaking their head. And have you noticed, like, maybe you're out of this phase, but you probably know, the tooth fairies, and I'm doing this in quotations.
Yes.
Anyone's listening?
Thank you.
The tooth fairies have raised the bar for the other tooth fairies.
You think? I'm telling you, yeah.
It's like, wait a minute, you're getting $100? Are you kidding? You know, my daughter used to get a quarter, right?
I'd
you
be
know?
Knocking my own teeth out for $100.
Exactly. I love it. Yeah, Tom's got little guys here, you know. But it's interesting. I won't even say it on the air, but you're right. You know, I used to say to my kids, non-believers are non-receivers, you know.
Pastor crazy mom, but I went a little berserk. I had like the 4th of July fairy, the groundhog fairy.
Oh, I love it.
I had so much fun, maybe because I had one child.
There you go. I love it. Wait till your last one. My last one's getting taking his driver's license. And, you know, it's like I'll just give you one clue to, for all the parents out there. Whatever you do for your first one, make sure you're going to be able to do it for your last one, because it's like, oh, we were smarter now. We're not going to do it. Are you kidding me? You're not going to take care of me the way you took care of the other kids? And there goes the guilt, you know? So.
Oh, totally. I know you hear that all the time. The first child is so protective, you know, don't touch that, everything. That. And then as it goes down the line, it's like, oh, whatever.
Yeah. You mean he could stay out till whatever time? Are you kidding me? We used to have to be in and we had to call you every 15 minutes, you know? So things do change. I'm really excited to hear you guys and come see you again, you know, November 14th at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Joni, how do we get tickets if they don't get them through me here?
There you go.
Sure. You want to go on to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza website. I believe it's www.thoaks.org. I think it's thoaks.org.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm giving away some tickets. I'm going to get a slew of my listeners and my friends and a bunch of people to come to this.
Yay.
And we're going to have a ladies' night out.
They're also available at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, yeah, there you
Three
go.
Three blonde
yeah.
moms,
oh, cool.
Ticketmaster.com. Yeah.
There you go. Sean knows everything.
You guys Twitter and all
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course.
I can learn that.
Yeah.
My daughter, by the way, this is another thing. The kids know all the electronics. She picked up my iPhone and reprogrammed it for me. I can't even text. So, on Facebook, it's Three Blonde Moms.
Oh, okay. We're going to, you know what? Can you like the Kim Pagano Show so I can share you with everybody? And then we're going to be giving tickets away on my Facebook.
Oh, perfect.
At the Kim Pagano Show. And,
I did. I liked you, and I shared you.
Okay.
And,
all right. I love it.
Promoted you.
Okay. Joni, I can't wait to meet you. And thank you for being funny, and thank you for being one of the blonde moms. When you see me,
Yay.
I'm right there with you.
Okay. Great. Nice to meet you.
You got it. All right.
I'll see you soon.
You
Bye.
Got it. All right. Again, Three Blonde Moms, and that's coming to the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and that is November 14th. It's Saturday night, Thursday night, and it is at 7:30. I will be there. I want you to come. So go onto my website, onto my Facebook, and like it and share it, and you can be entered to win. We're going to take a really quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk with Myron Friedman, and he is from the Museum of Ventura Agriculture Museum. And you know what? I have another set of tickets to give away. So let's do that. Let's give another set of tickets away. And we'll take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008. That is tomorrow evening, Sunday, from 4 to 7. And you're going to find lots of great things. There are going to be lots of agriculture there that you can buy. And also it's going to be Main Course California catering it. And it's for a great cause. It's for youth education for agriculture. It's called
This is a great, giveaway. $50 per person these tickets are worth.
Yeah, so I've got two of them to give away. So let's take caller number 4, again, 805-419-0008. And we'll be right back, and we'll talk to Myron.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol.
everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers, 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers, 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And
waking you up the right way.
There you go. All right. Starting your day in a positive way. And if you are just tuning in right now, we've been talking about, we've been talking about vegetables.
Bag,
yeah.
Right there. We had the herb lady.
Yep.
And
Kathy
Margolin.
And then we had the three blonde moms.
I wish we could
have
asked her more questions. And then Joni was awesome.
Yeah, there you go. I know.
You should be on that show.
I should. I was trying to hint that, but she didn't really get it. Huh? I have to go up there and try to be funny or something. You know? I don't know. I could so be a mom. I am a mom. Wait a minute.
You know, you got that one covered.
Yeah, there you go.
You got that checkbox.
Anyways, well, our next guest is Myron Friedman. And actually, I heard he was actually pretty funny. That's what they were telling me. Myron, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
Good. So we're talking about the Museum of Ventura Agriculture, right?
Museum of Ventura County, our agriculture museum.
Yeah,
right.
And you guys got a big thing going on this Sunday, tomorrow. That is from 4 to 7, and it all goes to the Youth Education for Agriculture, correct?
That's right. That's our new launch of education programs for kids, kindergarten to eighth grade at the Agriculture Museum.
Very cool. Where is it, so everybody can know? Sean was just asking me.
Yeah, it's in Santa Paula. Okay. The Agriculture Museum is inside a historic building. It's the old mill building. It's on Railroad Avenue at 10th. And if you know where the old train depot is, it's right across the tracks from the train depot.
And when did it open?
Well, we just celebrated our second anniversary with a big barn dance. So it opened in September of 2011. Okay. Going strong.
Okay. And so what are we going to see when we go to the Ag Museum?
Well, the Ag Museum is really an enchanting place. It's in this old historic mill building. It's 50,000 square feet, and we have inside there the history of Ventura County agriculture, and we tell that story through all kinds of things. We have gigantic farm equipment with tractors and planters and threshers, some of them going back to the turn of the last century. This is huge equipment. One piece is as big as, you know, your living room. And then we have all kinds of hands-on fun. You can learn all about agriculture through these activities. You know, what's the history of Ventura County farming? Who farmed here? What crops did they farm? Where did they farm them? Why did they farm them? Why did the crops change? So we're all about bringing people up to speed on this major, major part of Ventura County culture, agriculture.
Myron, how are you involved in this, and how long have you been involved?
Well, I'm the executive director for the Museum of Ventura County, and I'm sort of new to the area. I came down in April, and we have two museums, the one in Ventura and the one in Santa Paula. So I oversee operations at both museums.
Okay. And so are there things there to interest children?
Oh, absolutely. Kids can come and play in this big old barn in all kinds of fun ways. They can climb into the driver's seats of our tractors.
How
and our
fun
buggies.
Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And they can dress up in old-fashioned farming clothes. We've got farm toys. We've got pests and bugs they can examine up close. And then lots of just hands-on things, you know, flip panels where they can get information about crops and farming in Ventura County.
Wow. And I know Sunday, tomorrow, you have this big thing going on for Yay. And can you tell us a little bit about that? I know we've been promoting Deirdre Organics, and I know that they're a big part of that.
That's right. And what it's going to be is it's a fundraiser, but it's going to be a lot of fun. We're calling it a You Pick Farmers Market. So people who come to the event will get a basket. And then they go around shopping for fruits and veggies like you would at your own fruit market, vegetable market, you know, farmer's market. And then each item that you buy represents support for one of our new education programs. This allows us to support whole classrooms coming to the Ag Museum for tours. And on these tours, they learn core curriculum concepts, science, math, nutrition, other skills that the teachers have to hit while they're conducting class. But at the same time, they're having a lot of fun finding out about how food grows, what different foods are grown right here in Ventura County, you know, farm-to-table ideas about food. And recently, out behind the museum, we built in the back lot some new education gardens. And these gardens are all ready for these students to come, and they're going to be planted by the students and tended by the students. So basically, it's science, math, and nutrition, you know, made cool and fun.
I love that. You know, I have my own garden, and, you know, and it's funny, my mom was just saying that she started to get back out in the garden. There's something about that's calming. And I, you know, when my kids were little, we would go out and plant things and watch them grow, and it's, I just think it's so magical.
And teaching kids where food comes from,
yeah,
as opposed
that's
to just off the aisle in the store, it kind of almost gives them an appreciation for what they're eating and a little bit background knowledge of what they're eating.
Yeah.
These resources are so important to this county, you know, historically and today. You know, agriculture is huge here, and so it's a great
Absolutely.
Way to get people involved in what's going on in the county.
I love it. Now, okay, so what time is it going to be? We have it, what, at 4 to 7, correct?
That's right, 4 to 7 on Sunday, October 27th at the Ag Museum, and that's 926 Railroad Avenue in Santa Paula.
Okay, and they can go to Ventura, www.venturamuseum.org, right?
Right, venturamuseum.org.
Where do we get the tickets if they didn't win them on my show?
They can get them at the door.
Okay. Oh, they could just, okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you're not going to be turning anybody down.
We're not going to turn anybody away. This is all for a great cause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. And you know what? I mean, it's all about our education. Right now we need so much help in our education that I think this is such a perfect way. Now, what is Main Course going to be doing for you guys?
Oh, I don't know what's on the menu, but we use them all the time, and the food is fabulous. So they'll have farm fresh food and tasty beverages. So the theme will be farm fresh food, both in Main Course's menu, but also in the foods that you can put into your basket. You know, and at the same time, don't forget, this is at the Ag Museum, and it's a beautiful building. The whole environment is fun, and you've got the equipment in there, and it's really going to be a special time.
Oh, sounds great. Now, you guys also have another one in Ventura, correct? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have the museum in downtown Ventura here, and we have a couple of really great exhibits up at the moment. Last Exit Tortilla Flats is a really fantastic exhibit on the story of the Tortilla Flats neighborhood, which was wiped out when they built the freeway. So we have been collecting stories from people in the community whose families lived in the area, and so we're able to sort of reconstruct the life and times of this really important community in Ventura County. And if you come to the gallery, you'll see we literally built the freeway inside the museum just to kind of show you these two stories coming together. It's really a wonderful thing to see.
Very cool. Very cool. Again, gosh, thank you so much for, joining here with us on the Kim Pagano Show. And I would like to invite everybody to go out there. It's a win-win. I love these win-wins when, there's nothing better than natural, organic, fresh picks, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I hope everybody comes out. It's really going to be fun. And downtown Santa Paula is a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah, so again, tomorrow, and that's October 27th, 4 to 7, and you can call for reservations if you want to do that too, or if you want more information, 805-653-0323, extension 305, 653-0323, extension 305. And that is the Agriculture Museum. That is the Museum of Ventura County and 926 Railroad Avenue in Santa Paula. I hope to see you out there. Thank you so much. I can't wait to go and see what it's all about, and I love what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you both.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and thank you for being here.
Love your kitchen and your bathroom and your floors. Who did it?
Surfaces USA, right here in Oxnard. I went in and told them what I wanted, and they did the whole thing from beginning to end.
Call Surfaces USA today to set an appointment for a free consultation with one of their experienced interior designers at 604-1568. You still have time. Getting ready to start your fall home improvements? Shop locally at Surfaces USA in Oxnard, 380 South Lombard Street, just south of Camino del Sol. Everything you need for home improvement. Amazing floors, bathroom tiles, kitchen counters, outdoor pavers 30% off, and marble and granite for a limited time. Over 37,000 square feet of inventory and design. They are the industry leader in latest styles and trends. Surfaces USA carries more material in stock than the local Lowe's or Home Depot and all tile stores combined. Call them at 604-1568. That's 604-1568. Or go to surfacesusa.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. I hope that you have some really great plans for your weekend.
Yeah, this is the last weekend. I guess this is the Halloween weekend before.
Yeah. What are you dressing up as? You said probably Superman.
I don't know.
Superman,
I was going to maybe do. Yeah, I'm always Superman. Underneath this is always my Superman
Let me
costume.
Take your shirt off. No, I'm just kidding.
No, really, I don't know. I was going to plan on doing something, and then as I get closer and closer, I'm like, demotivating.
Oh, you got to go over to, get your costume.
But yeah, there's the best Halloween store ever.
Yeah, it's right over on, and they actually, it's right on Moore Park Road in Thousand Oaks. I went in there the other day, and Tiana, actually, she's like as old as one of my daughters, okay? And this lady is on top of it. And it's a whole family store. But they have like a haunted house in there. And oh, so you get kind of motivated. And so we'll get her on our show.
I do want to do like the Knott's Berry Farm Halloween haunt or one of those. I've always said it year after year that I want to do that, but I never get out there. Or I heard Universal Studios is doing something cool. They're opening up their back lot. Oh. So you can just wander around the back lot, and then they have, like, the Walking Dead, like, zombies just walking around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. In fact, there is a zombie thing out here. In fact, I'm giving away tickets on my Facebook. You got to go to my Facebook. I forgot. It's right here in Ventura. They're only open for 4 more days, and it is totally cool. It's an artist out here in Thousand Oaks. I mean, in Ventura, and he put it on. It's the zombie. That was one of the things I was going to talk about today. But anyways, go to my Facebook. I'm going to promote it.
Yeah.
It is scary.
Are there any corn mazes anywhere?
You know, Tom, did we ever find
You'd
that?
Think there
I never
be
did.
Where were you and your kids?
If any of our listeners have
it's a
call.
Smaller. The corn maze they used to have like in Camarillo was brilliant.
It was
because
huge.
You'd go in there and goof around and who could get through quickest. And I found out the cheat on how to do corn mazes, and I was really upset that I didn't figure it out. But we had fun.
Yeah,
getting lost is sometimes more fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
these people did not get lost, and they got through it. Three people, and they got through it in like 3 minutes.
Oh wow! Yeah. See, I did the one at Pierce College, and that one they had people jumping out with chainsaws at you and stuff, and it was at night, and it was really spooky. And I gotta say, that was like one of the few
added
times
value.
Being actually frightened, or not frightened, but just like spooked.
Shocked.
Yeah, it's more of a shock. Uh-huh. You jump.
Yeah, and the ones we've had around here were more just like mazes for fun. But across the street at the old Mavericks, that is a great the zombie run.
That's
is
what it
really
is, the
good.
Zombie run. Yeah.
It's
okay.
Just a stone's
okay.
Throw
I just talked to Nelson Cooper.
Studios.
Yep, and it's right here off of Victoria. You definitely got to do it. Anyways, I want everybody to have a great day, a great weekend. Have fun. Be careful. And of course, I end always with a moment of happiness. Do not complain about getting old. Realize it's a privilege denied to many. With that, thanks, Tom. Thanks, John. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you again at 2 o'clock.